what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made of, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts. Jamie and John here on a beautiful day. What's up, buddy?
Dude, I wish it could stay like this all the time. It is amazing.
And I know I complain a lot about the weather, but this is just about perfect. Like 60s, approaching 70, clear, not raining, not snowing. This is the way it's meant to be, and I just very grateful this week.
Yeah, I love it, man. What's been going on in your world? What's going on at the top of the hill?
Man, I don't know. It's a lonely place up there on top of the hill. You know what I mean?
No, there's a lot of people that live there. There's so that sounds sad.
That live there. It's just been a lot, man. Everybody's got their own stuff going on. Even I don't know. You. Every family's the same way. You have periods where you're like, things are just going to be nuts. Maybe it's you have kids in a show and some kid has stuff at school and then somebody gets sick and you're like, oh, well, just after this one thing's over, we'll have time to breathe. And then as soon as that thing's over, two more things come up. So it's kind of where we're at. But we're having a good time.
I need like a personal assistant. I need a landscaper. I wear too many hats, man. I need to take some hats off. Just go full no hats.
Tell me a little bit about your landscaping hat. Sounded like there was some drama over here.
My left arm is still numb, and I think I almost had a heart attack.
To be clear, we talked about this last week. You slept on this thing over a week ago.
Yeah. It still hurts. It's only my wrist. It hurts so bad.
And you're certain you didn't do anything to it like the night before? You didn't like...
I went to bed.
Fall and catch yourself?
Just a perfect specimen of health for a 42-year-old man who could use to lose about 30 or 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Other than my arm was fine. I woke up not fine. Not fine at all. But you know what? Life has to still move on. Things still have to get done. I'm going to say a lot of words you're probably not going to understand, but if you talk to a 70-year-old woman, she probably would.
Okay.
I had some black-eyed Susans that needed to be moved. So okay. Right now is the perfect time of year to transplant them with the weather we're having, especially. So I did that. Also have some irises that need to be moved. Not the ideal time, but it can happen. So I was doing all that today. And I mean, I am out of shape. I am so out of shape.
So we're talking like digging up a plant, mm-hmm. putting it in a wheelbarrow maybe?
No, I don't have a wheelbarrow, so I just held it in my hands in a big giant clump of dirt,
okay.
and moved it. So that was fine. When I went down to move the irises, I mean, I'm taking up, I mean, it's probably like a foot and a half diameter clump of irises, and it's down by my creek. So it is just solid mud, basically, like just this big ball of sopping wet dirt that still stays pretty much together, but it is heavy with all the water. So I did that three or four times, and I had to walk uphill to where I was going. And I'm just like, by the fourth one, I was like, okay, I'm done. It's lunchtime, and I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack.
So you did four. How many remain?
Oh, there's a big patch of them that I would like to still thin out. You know, I'm thinning. Okay. There's a huge...
Can you give me a percentage of how much work of it, how much of it you got done today?
If I'm being honest, 20%.
Okay. It's not too bad.
Yeah. Whoever planted these irises just planted them all in one spot. So over the years, you know, they continue to tube out, you know, and get, the clump has gotten bigger and bigger. So I wish that they would have just like spaced them out a little bit and made them go, you know.
So you didn't plant the irises?
No.
You're not the iriser?
No. I would have done it a little differently. So now I'm trying to thin those out. I need a lot of dirt. I need a lot of grass seed. I'm going to cry about it.
Sounds like it, man. I'm sorry you're going through all this.
I need just some teenage guys to come over here, and I'm going to sit on my back porch with my lemonade, and I'm going to tell them what I need to do. what I need them to do.
Right. Rather. Right. Yeah. Them break their backs.
Yes. That's what I did as a kid. And it's time that I'm the old man telling them what to do.
Because they would wake up the next day and feel like it never happened, yeah. Which is wild to me.
Yeah. I'm over here with a gimp wrist anyway. It would be 3 weeks of recovery.
I bowled for the first time yesterday in like 6 months. In case people don't know, my son is a phenomenal bowler, and it has completely ruined the game for me. So I never bowl anymore because he gets a strike or a spare every time, and I'm lucky to do it a time or two a game. But I bowled yesterday, and I'm telling you, my shoulder and then even like my my hamstrings from like, because you kind of do a lunge when you bowl. You step forward and that kind of thing. So I just feel really, really old today. And it was from bowling, not an action sport.
That's what our granddads did when they were our age.
Yeah.
They voluntarily sought that out.
And, I mean, it's something I can do while eating pizza, and I still hurt myself. Maybe
that's what we're doing wrong, is all the crap we eat.
Oh, no. There's no chance of that.
Dude, I can't. I'm really trying to lose a few pounds, mm-hmm. but the other day I came home from work.
So you're wearing a black shirt. That's a good start.
Well,
makes you look thin.
I'm doing laundry right now. I need to go switch a load out because this is, yeah. Anyway, I'm on, this is the last clean shirt I have.
Okay. That's fair.
I've got so much laundry. Anyway, I don't even know where I was going with that.
You're trying to lose.
I came home the other day. I was by myself. I had one kid at a school play practice. My wife and my daughter were somewhere. I had an hour and temptation hit, man. I went to the pantry and I opened it up and I looked in there and there was a box of Cap'n Crunch berry mix.
Was it just berries or with berries?
So
was with it berries. Okay. Yeah.
So what's funny is I told our friend Alex about this and she's like, that is one of my favorite cereals.
So good.
She asked me if it was what you were talking mm-hmm. about, the oops only berries or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
I need to know where that's at.
It exists. I don't think it's on the shelf every day, but I've stumbled upon it and it's gold because you get the regular. I love Crunch, Captain Crunch with Crunch berries, but
I've built up calluses now, so
you still have the roof of the mouth sandpaper situation.
But I think I've built up calluses because it didn't.
Which makes no sense to me that how does that cereal do that? And why do we like it still?
It hurts so good. That's what he was singing about.
Man, you mentioned Alex and cereal. Have you ever seen her hidden, like the most hidden talent of any person I've ever seen with cereal?
We used to play a game in our youth group where the youth minister would blindfold you and give you a random cereal and you would taste it.
Which is normal. I feel like I could do that for the most part.
I feel like I could do that. But what is her spiritual gift is that she could take five different pieces of different cereal brands and be able to differentiate between all of them, even though they're all in her mouth at the same time.
Yeah, you could mix together Captain Crunch, Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops, and Apple Jacks. Give her a bite of that, and she could tell you everything that's in it.
That was a great game. We need to bring that back.
We do, just so I can eat some more cereal.
That's all I really care about.
But there's nobody, I've never seen any, like, I don't know, there were like 30 people that day doing that. Nobody was able to do more than two. And she was out there like.
I felt like God blessed me with the girth to appear as if I would be good at this game.
Mm-hmm,
but she beat me. I mean, she is.
That's a weird talent.
It is. And sadly, that's the only one she has.
Oh, no, she's delightful.
She's amazing.
Never say it to her face, but she's one of my favorite people.
Her oldest boy came up to my table. We were sitting at two different tables before youth group, and he came up to my table, and he's like, hey, John, beat me up. So I fought him a little bit. It was just so much fun hearing him giggle, and then he went over, and he's like, oh, Mom, John beat me up.
I don't know how he's so country.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. I get it. He's a funny kid. He hung out at my house.
His granddad's name is Homer.
That's a great point. He hung out at my house a couple weeks ago, and he had come once before, like a year ago, and he walked in. He was like, hey, you remember that time I hit you in the face with nunchucks? I was like, yeah. He's like, where are the nunchucks? And I was like, you can stay outside. Okay. We're not going to do this.
He is just quintessential boy. I love that kid.
I love it. I love it. You have any weird gifts like that that you know of? Like one that I think you have is the ability to know what temperature it is.
I was going to say, like right now, it is 67 degrees. Yeah,
I did the 6-7 thing.
Yeah, I know that the temperature is set on 68.
Okay. But
that's 68 degrees upstairs. It runs off the same thermostat downstairs, and I would say it's a good 67 degrees.
It's still running, so
it feels amazing. After my near heart attack, I was sweating profusely, and I came
cranked it,
down, and I laid in my floor and thought,
"This is it."
Yeah, ironically, I laid in my kitchen, so if they came and found my dead body, they would not be stunned at like, where they found me.
Nobody step on the crunch berries. This is a crime scene. There are crunch berries everywhere.
Don't be ridiculous. I ate all the crunch berries 3 days ago.
They're so good. They're so good. Yeah.
I know that I need to lose some weight, and I know that I'd feel better. I also know how much I love crunch berries. So yeah. I just wish God would speak to me and say, hey, you're going to keep eating like this minus 5 years, 67 years old, eat only salads, like healthy salads, not the kind that I really like. 5 years, 5 years, baby, just give me the crunch berries.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's a decision everybody has to make. And,
but I do enjoy, moving plants around and not feeling like I want to die.
You could. Do your kids eat? Does your family eat crunch berries, or are they for you?
No, they are for my family.
Okay.
I wish
they just get rid of them. I wish God would make me allergic to fat stuff.
Don't say that. He can hear you.
That's fine.
You don't really mean that.
I really
tell
don't.
God you
I,
really don't.
I was
mean
kidding.
That.
So sorry.
I have asked my wife, in all seriousness, if she would let me put just a doorknob on our pantry that required a thumbprint.
Mm.
Do you know? I give it a week before I just break down the door.
So are you saying that your thumbprint wouldn't get you in?
Right.
Oh,
it would only work for three of the four people in this house.
Yeah.
I've suggested that while also brainstorming all the ways I would get around it, picking the lock.
Sure.
Busting a hole through the door, ripping it off its hinges, or just hiding my peanut butter in different spots throughout the house.
I think it was last week your daughter was like, wait, you don't eat like a lot of peanut butter before? Do all dads not do that? You were there for that.
Where? I don't remember.
She said something about, wait, you don't eat before you go to bed?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
From a jar of peanut butter? All dads don't do that? It's like, no, all dads don't want to have heart attacks at night.
I pray that my heart attacks at night.
Yeah, you wouldn't want somebody to find you out in the yard all sweaty and gross with an iris on your chest.
Just promise me that if that is how I go, could you just like fire one round into me so it looks like I was murdered?
Maybe. I can figure that out.
Thanks, man.
Sorry.
John died moving tulips. No. John died from a shot through the middle of the forehead.
What was the first flower you said you were moving?
The first one was black-eyed Susans.
You're moving some black-eyed Susans. That is the way to go for you soon. What?
It felt like it.
I think we've talked about it before. I can't ever in my life remember losing a staring contest.
Okay.
I think it's more of an act of will and discipline than it is actual, like, when I lock eyes with somebody and we are entered into an agreed-upon staring contest, I make the decision, I will die before I blink.
That's how I used to go into all my fights.
Yeah. If my eyes dry and pop out of my head, I'm not blinking.
Yeah.
And it's always worked.
I don't know that I've lost many wrestling matches, and I've had the same mentality.
Yeah.
I will die here before I let you beat me.
Is that what you say to the Captain Crunch?
Snot just came out of my nose.
Oh, it's weird.
Inexplicably.
It's blue. It's blue and red like crunch berries.
That might be because I'm having an aneurysm.
I love crunch berries so much. They're so good.
If you could only have one cereal for the rest of your
life. Fruity Pebbles.
Really?
Yeah. Fruity Pebbles is my jam. I don't really know why.
I have some of those upstairs, but I just, those aren't tempting to me.
They are. I mean, I to be clear, I am a lover of many kinds of cereals, but it would be Fruit Loops if I, or Fruity Pebbles if I just got to choose.
Okay. Making a note real quick.
Of what?
Something.
Are you going to give me your Fruity Pebbles?
No. That would be ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are for kids.
What about for you if it was one? I think most people go like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No. I mean, that's a good one. It's up there, but I really think, I really, really like those berries.
If I would have asked you that a month ago, would you have said that?
I would have probably said Frosted Flakes.
Okay. So is this like a flavor of the week situation? Do you feel like your favorite things ebb and flow, or are they pretty constant?
For the most part, I think they're pretty constant, but I don't know. Cereal's always been like, I have a pretty solid top three or four. Frosted Flakes, Cap'n Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Really used to like Fruit Loops / Apple Jacks. They've changed a lot over the years, and I don't like them as much now.
I've never really been a big Apple Jacks guy. Love apples, though. John, I went on a college visit with one of my kids this week for first of all.
Old man thing to say. Never have considering I just held him as a baby 3 weeks ago.
Never have felt, I mean, that's awkward. He's 17. Never have felt so old in my entire life as being there with, like, because college to me seems like it was yesterday. Like, it is, I have so many vivid, awesome memories of college. And to think that I am the parent that is going to be dropping a kid off there in a while is interesting. But I went to your college, where you went to college. You don't own it, I don't think. But it was weird because, you know, like if I gave him a tour of where I went to college, I would have these memories. And instead, it was just a game of what would John be doing here?
Dude, I wanted to go so bad. I wanted to just, like, can I take him for a second more real visit?
Yes, behind the scenes, like, yes. The real life of this campus.
You remember the viaduct? Let me tell you what I did on that one time.
I don't know if I want to know. It's like, Gavin, that one, this is the best way to get away with this thing.
I genuinely would need to check the statute of limitations on some things before I give him the full tour.
It's like, I'd be walking around a lot of hills. So I'd be halfway up the hill. I'd be like,
that's why I was in shape, man.
I bet John used to stop and rest right here going up this hill.
I was
hill.
In my prime.
It was so many hills, so many.
I remember I wore a size large t-shirt because of those hills.
Wow, it's a lot. But I did think about you, like, because I remember, like, I think you lived on campus at one point and wonder if you lived in the dorm or was looking at. So, I don't know. You were on our mind. We talked about it a lot.
Man, so many great, great memories there. And I genuinely, if he does another visit, just, you know, tell Angie, hey, we love you. I'm taking John on this one.
Yeah, we got some stuff to cover that mom's not going to want to hear.
If you're on the viaduct, right? Mm-hmm. And you're going and you're facing where all the dorms are because one side of campus is dorms, the other side academic buildings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're leaving academic world, going to the dorms. That was my favorite walk because I knew my bed was calling and the air conditioning was cranked on high.
You had air conditioning?
Oh yeah. Really good AC.
Wow.
Really good. I mean,
brag.
Yeah. One of the girls' dorms did not.
And yeah, like half of them did when I went to college.
Yeah, they all knew. Do now. They had to give boys air conditioning. We
Gen
would
Z, such sissies.
But if you remember, you go across the viaduct, you see a fountain on the right. Is it still there?
Yes.
Did you see a big fountain? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some stories.
I bet John put some Kool-Aid in this fountain or some bubbles.
Statue of limitations. Do some
bubbles.
I'll check on that.
I always like the Kool-Aid better than the bubbles because the bubbles would get on the sidewalk and I don't know. After a while, it's just not funny.
Yeah.
But the red water that looks like blood, that brings all kinds of joy.
Man, I didn't, so many stories I want to tell. We were the Indians my first year, and then we switched to the Patriots because, you know, why not? Just the dichotomy.
I find that timing so interesting given what else that school did around that time that wasn't as PC, but...
Yeah, we won't talk about that.
And Madison Central's still the Indians. I don't hear anybody... pushing for change there. Anyway, whatever. So you became the Patriots, which I hate the New England Patriots, so don't love the mascot. But
yeah, that really grinded my gears too. Like, why couldn't we have at least been the Cowboys?
Right. Yeah.
Wait.
Anything else?
That seems that probably would have went.
Can't go from Indians to Cowboys. That's the only one you couldn't choose, actually.
So I remember some buddies of mine like had there was an old like wooden carved Indian, mm-hmm. and it just went away one day and bounced between dorm rooms mm-hmm, mm-hmm. from time to time and would end up in funny situations.
As it should. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Did you go to the big gym?
Yes.
And there's a walking track up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Turns out you're not allowed to rollerblade on that at night.
Mm, okay.
And
I didn't see any signs.
Or
maybe there is one now because of you.
There might be now.
Also, I'd like to see you rollerblading. I can't imagine that. Is it like a baby deer trying to walk?
Jamie, you would have been flabbergasted at how good of a rollerblader I was. And if I could do it for about a minute, you'd be flabbergasted right now.
That's what I was. I feel like that's
genuinely
not
one of my favorite things to do.
I think I need to see it.
There are a couple of different styles of wheels that you can get. I had the hard plastic ones. Not great indoor rollerblades.
Right.
But I made it work because I was also kind of athletic back then.
If you want to see John rollerblading and me to video it, please send a message on our Facebook page. Bless their hearts. And
I don't have any.
We want to see John. I will buy them to watch you rollerblade.
My driveway would be perfect for it.
It would be really good.
Yeah. And I have really good health insurance.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I will get my left arm looked at eventually. Surprisingly good roller skater. Also
blades. Blades and skates are very different.
Yeah, sorry, okay. Blades. When you were up there rollerblading, there was just a huge line of pictures of prior donors to the mm-hmm. establishment. And if there was a funny looking person on that wall, maybe it looked good in somebody's dorm room
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do if you ever donate and then somebody steals the picture of you?
Well, there's so many reasons why that wouldn't happen.
Yeah. I made a lot of assumptions. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. They ask me to donate all the time. And I'm like, you need to keep better track of what your alumni
I don't think they need your money, bro. They got some good stuff going on down there. Some new buildings, some renovated buildings. They got a dude, I'm ready to go back. First of all, there's a Chick-fil-A on campus that you can use your like daily meal swipe for. So while I hesitate to say free because you're paying to go to college there,
it's so cheap though.
Well,
nowadays it was not when I was there.
Right. So, but it's essentially free Chick-fil-A every day except Sundays.
Yeah. And I even hear that they pray over it and there's chicken available on Sundays there. Not from Chick-fil-A.
They steal it from Chick-fil-A and
they cook enough on Saturday and they take it over to the cafeteria for Sunday consumption.
As they should. I love that. Yeah. I don't know. So between that, they don't have classes on Fridays anymore.
Yep. They call it Good Friday. Every Friday.
Every Friday is a good Friday. I mean, I'm ready to enroll again. College was fun. If I can free Chick-fil-A and no Fridays, sign me up.
I had a great time in college and none of those things existed back
right?
then.
Right. Yeah.
I was at school on Fridays and not eating Chick-fil-A. I was eating at the Calf, which was not good.
Also, the balance of being a high schooler and thinking about the future and the joy of all the opportunities in front of you, but then the decisions of how is this going to impact me long term. Like it's a weird spot in life.
I was thinking about the Calf, so I didn't really hear everything you were just saying. But did you guys go into the Calf? That's what we called it back then. I don't know if it's
the cafeteria.
Yeah, we called it the Calf. You know, let's go to the Calf and eat some stuff.
Did you go on a bad Nickelodeon show? Did you go to college on Nickelodeon?
So
we did go into the cafeteria. It was actually a lot. I mean, the food looked good and there was plenty and all that, but the seating was just smaller than I expected.
That's funny.
I think our high school cafeteria is bigger.
And really?
Well, it's actually the high school has more people than live on campus, so maybe it makes sense.
In my mind, and it's like I think of my kindergarten cafeteria as gigantic, but I know that having walked in there as an adult, it was really small.
In college,
I thought that room was pretty big. I wonder if there's other things in there now.
Yeah, maybe it's, I don't know, it might be somewhere else, you know?
But anyway, so back then, if it's in the same place, it was on the main street. It's called Main Street. And
I love how you think that, like,
it was like, on the main drag. No, no. Main Street.
This place, they name things. You've never heard these. Main Street, the calf.
I remember,
they're just the epitome of innovation.
I remember there was, honestly, I was voted in high school as friendliest. I loved a lot of people. I could get along with just about anybody. But for some reason, there was this one guy that I just, man, he just really grinded my gears in college. So one day I'm going down the road in front of the calf.
On Main Street.
And a car that was parallel parked, just full, just out right in front of me. And I hit him because he just swerves into me because he doesn't see me. I'll be daggummed if it wasn't that guy that really grinds my gears. And I've just did the old water. Well, now I know I hate him.
Did you like, did it escalate?
No. I mean, the cops were called and I got his insurance.
They have something called the police there?
Yes. Yeah. The Williamsburg Police Department.
Chips came on their motorcycle on Main Street.
I wonder if it's like back then it was a very conservative Christian campus and we had a nightly curfew of, I think, 10 o'clock.
If you weren't
in your dorms by 10, then no big deal, except you had to drive across campus to the security building. They would have to drive over at their convenience, meaning
it would take them a while. Yeah.
I'm sure they freaking hated it. But yeah, so I wonder if they still make kids check in after 10 p.m.
I don't think it's 10 anymore. They talked about different things happening up until 11 that made it sound like that wasn't the case. But I don't know. I mean, I bet they have like keys to rooms now. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of other words.
Well, I had a room key, like an actual key.
Like a key?
Yeah. And I had a lanyard because everybody in college wore lanyards.
Yep, they did.
Yeah, man. Those were the days. No responsibilities. I don't know how I passed college.
Right? I have so many memories. None of them include academics.
Tell Gavin that if he's worried about the academics, John has 2 degrees from this place.
It's funny because the tour guide was very like, I am so lazy. I get all A's. I was like, oh, you're telling him exactly what he wants to hear. Yeah,
thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
He's just profiling Gavin. Gavin doesn't come across as like the overachiever.
It's like, I see your haircut, bro. I know where you come from. Yeah. I get it.
Lots of girls here, buddy. The girls to guy ratio, 3-1. And you get A's for not doing anything. Sign me up right now.
Yeah. I don't know. We're going some more. Just feel very excited for him having chances, but also hoping he doesn't, put a lot of pressure on himself.
Life should be no pressure.
Way too short to weigh yourself down and stuff.
Yeah, man. I don't know. That's preach, brother.
Preach.
And stay in college for 10 years, because that's when you think life's heavy now.
Yeah.
Wait till after college.
Yeah.
It's the heaviest. I'm the heaviest because life is the heaviest.
Is that why?
It's part of it.
It's funny how like Crunchberry.
I don't walk hills anymore.
Crunchberries are very light, but they don't make us light. How does that happen?
I really want a bowl right now, but I'm out.
Yeah. You should
stay out. You know what I do have up there?
Don't buy them.
I do have Fruity Pebbles up there.
Do you? I'm not gonna.
You wanted
do
to
it.
Take a break.
I'm disciplined. Discipline.
How do you become that?
I make the decision and then I do it.
That is so hard.
I hear it's.
It's one of the fruits of the spirit, and I don't eat fruit, so I guess I don't have that.
I may be psychopathic. I don't know.
See what I did there.
Life's a staring contest. Don't blink.
Yeah.
We should put that on a t-shirt.
I looked down and started thinking about food.
All right. We've got do you have any more stories or?
No.
Yeah. We're going to do a blind keep it, pass it. I think it'll be a good time. As soon as I explain to John what the rules are.
It's So you have to keep it or you have to pass it, but you can't do both on one thing.
Can we call it something? Yeah. So I'm going to give you six items and you can only keep three.
Okay.
But you don't know what's, it's like a blind draft. You don't know what's left on my list. We're going to do Halloween candy.
Oh,
so all right. You can only keep three of these six items, but you don't know what's left on the list.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You feel like you're ready for this?
I was born ready for this.
All right. Let's go. Skittles. Like those little packs of Skittles that people drop in there.
Yeah. I'm going to keep those.
Keeping the Skittles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. What about Junior Mints?
I do love some Junior Mints.
Junior Mints? They're like a, literally minty covered in chocolate.
I went to the theater last week and was excited to watch a show. And I have a tradition. When I watch a show, I get a cup of coffee or a Diet Mountain Dew, but I always get a box of Junior Mints.
All right. I honestly didn't know that.
I didn't like them as much until I saw a Seinfeld episode. And that's what I think Jerry would eat before a movie. And I thought, I'm going to give this a shot. Loved it. I'm going to keep it.
That doesn't change the taste.
Junior Mints, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're called Junior Mints. They're round, covered in chocolate, and have mint inside of them.
Yeah, that's... yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I tried not to look at all the other candies you just
presented. Well, let's be honest. I have a list pulled up, but I'm very familiar with candy. I don't think we're going to need to do this. All right.
So, man, right off the bat.
And you only get to keep one more.
I know, but I'm...
This is working out well.
I'm happy.
Remember last time we did this, and I trapped you into saying that chicken salad wasn't your favorite meal ever? That was my favorite.
No, I tried to.
That's the best long con of my life.
I was talking to my son about anger. We were doing like a devotional and he's like, oh yeah. Anytime I get angry, I just kind of stop thinking about it and just kind of push it down. I'm like, you're going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
You're going to have one because of anger and I'm going to have one because of anger and food.
Let me throw candy corn at you.
Pass. Hard pass.
You don't like it at all?
No, it is a diabolical sin to like it.
Okay. Reese's keep. Cups.
What?
Reese's.
Oh, cups. Keep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have no more pass.
Fine with that. I've got all of my favorite things.
M&M's? You have to pass.
Fine with that.
This has backfired on me. I thought we were in a really good spot. Milk Duds?
Nah, man.
Nerds?
Nah. I like Nerd Clusters.
Nerd Cluster. What if it's a bag of Nerd Clusters? Would you pick that over any of the three you kept?
No, it would be either Skittles or that, and I would keep Skittles.
Smarties?
No.
Not a Smarties guy. Sour Patch Kids?
No, yeah, that would be a hard one. I would want to keep that over Junior Mints or Skittles. Probably get rid of Skittles.
I can't believe you picked Junior Mints.
I know.
So my strategy there was you only had one keep left.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought by giving you Reese cups, you would say there might be something better. I'm going to pass, but you ruined the game.
Reese cups are numero uno on that.
Actually, they should be. What about the one shaped like pumpkins or trees?
Well, right now it's egg season and the eggs are the
eggs
best.
Are great. And there are people who complain about the taste as the shape shifts. And I just don't,
they're all good, but for some reason the eggs hit the hardest.
They're really good. I'm also very overweight.
All right, I've got breakfast cereals pulled up for you.
Okay.
It's a great segue.
It's a little loaded.
I know.
We've been talking about it for an hour.
All right, man. So, right off the bat, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Supposed to be heart healthy, right?
That's what they say.
Supposed to be good for your heart.
Good for cholesterol. That's what the box says.
If you have to put that it's good for cholesterol on the box, it's probably not that good.
But Honey Nut Cheerios are good.
They do taste good.
Better than regular Cheerios.
But they taste good in still like an adult way. Like, oh, I can appreciate the taste of this. There's a tab of honey with some mint. Or not mint, but with nut. No, I'm going to pass on Honey Nut Cheerios.
All right.
I'll eat them right now. I like them, but so many better options.
All right. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Hot take. I'm going to pass. I know that's in most people's top two or three, but I just don't eat it. Like, I appreciate it. It's fine. The cinnamon milk is delightful, but I'm much more of a, I would pass on that.
All right. Cap'n Crunch Berries.
Keep all day, every day.
Okay.
Give me the callus on the top of my mouth.
Cocoa pebbles.
Hmm. Here's where it gets interesting, because I really don't eat them either, even though I really like them. I usually pass on them for the fruity versions of things. But if I pass it, I'm going to have to keep what's left. So I'm going to keep it.
All right. Frosted Flakes.
Only, so I've kept on two and passed on two, right? So I just have two more?
Mm-hmm.
Frosted Flakes and then whatever's left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep Frosted Flakes for fear of what may come.
So are you out of keeps?
I'm out of keeps.
Oh, man. Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles.
That's for the salad, you dirty dog.
Fruit Loops. I like all cereals, John. I really do.
Me too, buddy.
All right. Yeah, let's do another one. Let's do Pop for you.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Love Pop.
What are you drinking right now?
Diet Lemonade.
That's not Pop.
I'm out of Coke Zero. I got to go to the store today.
Okay.
Coke Zero, Cap'n Crunch, potatoes.
Would you like me to go for you so that we can just get the diet stuff?
I mean, by going to the store, I mean, I got to do a click list later.
Do you want me to click it for you?
No, I can click it.
They should be able to set up like an approval on that. Like accountability partner has to check my grocery list before I order.
To be fair, it's the other people I live with that end up ordering this stuff, and then I get tempted by it. All right, give me some Pops.
All right, let's go Mountain Dew.
Keep,
done deal. Pepsi.
No, pass.
Okay. Mellow Yellow.
Pass.
Coke.
Keep. Pass on everything else.
Yeah, I guess that is. Well, you.
I kept two, so I mean, really, there's one more I could keep. I don't know what I said, but I've only kept two.
You kept Mountain Dew and Coke. You passed on Mellow Pepsi Yellow and Mellow Pepsi. Yellow. Okay. What about, and hear me out, Squirt? Have you ever had Squirt?
Yeah. I'm going to pass in hopes for one more that I think, I know I want it. I don't know if it's what it's going to be or not.
So Squirt.
This will be a good opportunity.
Is Squirt like a regional pop?
I feel like it is. I feel like it's made in like Western Kentucky.
But it's very, I don't know, pineapple or grapefruity. Like, I don't know, very citrusy.
You're in a position where you could either be really kind to me or you could do the most blasphemous, evil thing you could do to me. Do you know the most blasphemous drink you could put on here to make me keep?
I think, but I don't want you to say it yet.
Okay.
Let's go L8.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I got to keep it, but
that's kind of middle of the.
It's not the one that I was thinking of that was blasphemy.
Is Diet Coke blasphemy?
Even related to this, I would drink it exclusively over this.
What is it?
Root beer.
All root beer?
I hate root beer.
How many different kinds have you tried?
There's only one drink I hate worse than root beer, and that is cream soda. Cream soda and root beer are terrible for me.
Cream soda is stupid.
Yeah. I would have to be in a mood for root beer, but it would be very rare.
To be clear, there are very different types of root beer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried many of them?
I've tried
several. A&W, Sam's Choice. I haven't.
Barks.
Barks is my favorite. Long shot.
A&W and Barks, if I had to drink it. Like, you're going to beat me up if I don't drink it.
I will occasionally just grab a Barks because I like it that much. I can't believe you don't. I mean, no offense, but you look like a guy who's drank some root beer.
If you would have said Faygo Grape, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Or Crush.
I stole a Crush off of your church table the other day.
Yeah. I had one the prior week.
I think it's a 12 pack. I think there are still 10.
Really?
I could be wrong.
So just me and you?
I asked somebody, I was like, hey, are there any in that?
I did get a zero sugar Crush.
which, I mean, tastes just like it. It's so good.
Our Save-A-Lot had the zero sugar grape, and
I know.
Don't know why they haven't brought those.
You told me about it, and I went to get some.
If a place has those and they're sold out on the first day because two men went and got them all, wouldn't they think we could make some money on these
guys?
You
would think, but I don't think they do think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. All right.
Are you much of a board game person?
I like board games. I like normal board games, not like the...
Not like the nerdy games I have.
No, like the... Those are just more in-depth and all-encompassing. I've played them with you, and I have fun. But, man, they're a lot.
Yeah.
What was the name of the one that Ben created on Parks and Rec with the cones? I don't know.
Oh, man. I don't know. Well, let's do a board game.
Okay.
We're going to start off with probably the most iconic one, and that is Monopoly.
Pass.
Really?
Even assuming people don't fight over it and you can agree on the rules, which people throw around, it just takes too long. I think that's why I don't like the other ones you've mentioned.
My wife will not play Monopoly with me, and it makes me sad.
Is it because you've shown anger issues?
I got angry with her, but it was her fault, and I will die on that hill because
Can you tell me more?
Yes, I will. Absolutely. And I would love if everyone listening would chime in and react on social media.
Can we get her on here and mediate this?
You don't want that to happen. I'm in a great mood, and no, I'm not, because she is wrong, and there's nothing she could say.
Let's hear it.
She refuses to trade.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I had Boardwalk and she had Park Place, but then I have two or three of the other establishments that she would need in order to build hotels, she doesn't think that there should be any trades at all.
So does she think it's against the rules or it's just a bad idea?
Well, both, but that it is not okay to trade. Are you looking up what are the official rules in Monopoly in regards to trades?
Yes, because I honestly don't know. I have always played that you can.
I feel like, I think there's sell two, property.
There are two different questions here. A, can you? And B, should you? So it sounds like she's saying you can't.
Right.
Okay.
And maybe in her mind it was that it was not something she should do. And she was probably right, but I think her stance was you can't trade.
So the rules dictate that you can trade properties as long as they have no houses or hotels on them. And you can sell the houses and hotels back to the bank to make a trade.
Yeah.
So it is legal to trade. I have a different opinion on whether it's always the right idea.
Absolutely. But maybe that's the distinction. Maybe hers was I shouldn't, but I think hers was you can't trade.
Okay.
Or just I'm not, and I'm digging my feet in and I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Isn't that her prerogative? Even with the rules?
I mean, yeah.
So,
but it made me mad.
Okay. So whose fault's that? That she made a choice about strategy.
Number two is Catan.
She made a choice about strategy.
Number two is Catan.
I'm going to pass on Catan for the same reason I passed on. It just takes too long.
I love Catan, and that breaks my heart. One of my life goals is to play Catan with you, and you like it.
Okay. I mean, I'll give it a shot.
Have you ever played it?
No.
But you said you wouldn't like it?
I know the type of game where it's... Very long form and very strategic. And
did Avery play that game with us?
I don't know.
No. Oh, she played a game that I love now called Skull King. Not on the list, but I want to introduce you to that soon. Ticket to Ride.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
You're just basically trying to find a train route or get a train route from one side of the country to the other.
So it's more in the vein of...
It's not my favorite.
Well, that's my whole pass list.
Yeah. So now you're stuck with Cards Against Humanity.
Don't love it, but okay, I'll play it.
There's a family version that's...
Well, the reason I don't love it is not super appropriate for the whole fam.
There's a family edition that you guys, if you don't have it,
We should buy it. Okay.
And then Scrabble.
Sign me up all day.
Scrabble would be the worst.
Word games, puzzle games.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's one more.
Yeah.
So you've kept what? Cards Against Humanity and Scrabble?
Yeah.
Okay. So you are also getting Code Names.
Okay.
Code Names. Have you played that one?
No, I know what it is though.
Very fun game.
So to be clear, even though I rejected the first three and was forced with the last three is exactly what I would have picked.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is.
I'll play Catan with you, but we're just going to have some discussions beforehand.
About?
I don't know. Just kind of making sure my expectations are right, because I want to give it a fair shot. I don't want to go in and complain, so I don't want to.
I think that once you understood the game, you would really like it. Because there's strategery to it.
You remember the TV show New Girl? And they had the game Great American. And they played it on like 5 episodes, but the rules never ever made sense.
No, but now I'm going to watch that.
Dude, it was so
I'm
going
to go up there. I'm going to get some Fruity Pebbles. I'm going to turn on the New Girl.
You should. It's a.
I'm going to set up Catan. And we're going to have the best day ever.
Slumber party. I don't know why I sounded like that. I'm sorry.
I don't know, but that sounds amazing.
We got some work to do. We got to do some sports stuff, which is fun. But all right, I will report back when we play Catan, and maybe we'll do. I think the blind ranking probably worked better, so we'll go back to that. I would love to get your take on like normal board games.
Okay,
like Trouble and love Sorry. Trouble.
Love Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I thought Trouble, you were crap on those because they're not as dude, involved.
No, I love those so much. Trouble might be one of the best games ever invented.
It's real good.
It's the one with the little plastic bubble in the middle that you pop.
Yep.
Yeah, love that game.
Yeah.
When you were growing up, and I think it's in the rules, but did you play where you had to get the precise number when you made it to home?
Yes.
Yeah. And you could only get out on ones or sixes?
Yep.
And sixes, you got to go again?
Yep.
Yeah, man. That game is so much
fun. And I wonder how many of those were actually in the rules, too. Like,
I feel like there is some strategy in that game, too.
Yeah, how many of the rules were legit, or how many ever they were made up? Because I feel like they're common rules that people made up, but somehow people in Jellicoe had the same rules we had in Harlan, but it was never advertised. How did things like that happen, or common stories, or common sayings?
That's wild to think about.
It is.
Did you ever play? I've got some time. Can we keep talking about board games for a minute?
Sure.
I don't want to bore you, though.
No, you're good.
Did you ever play obscure games like Hungry Hungry Hippo?
I don't think that's obscure. Okay. I think that's very mainstream, and yes.
So the more obscure one I was thinking about was Mousetrap.
Bro, did you like Mousetrap?
There's nobody that I've ever met who actually took the time to set it up to play it.
I would say it's impossible. I've never seen anybody set it up. Yes, I've seen Mousetrap. I own Mousetrap. I worked on Mousetrap for months and couldn't get it to work.
Maybe we should do that in our free time.
I don't
know. Work on setting that up and play a game of Mousetrap. I don't think our childhoods are complete until we have played that.
So when you message me saying, I want to see John rollerblade, let me know whether or not you've ever trapped a mouse in Mousetrap, because I don't think it's possible.
I don't. Was there actually a mouse?
I think
was the mouse you moving, and then you don't want to get trapped?
I don't know, because I never got it set up.
Everybody owned this game.
Nobody ever set it up. Played it. Never talked to anybody who had it set up right.
One of my favorites, Operation.
Mm-hmm. Big Operation fan.
Another one of my favorites that you can still play on our phones with this app called Game Pigeons is Battleship.
Is it your favorite?
One of my favorites.
Do you know what your record against me in Game Pigeon Battleship is?
I forgot that we played each other. It's probably the same record as me and you versus each other in Racquetball.
Yeah, I think I did pretty well in the Battleship. It was a good time. I didn't play that a ton as a kid. I didn't play that until I got older.
I wanted the electronic version so bad as a kid.
But that's your parents sinking your Battleship.
Do you remember the commercial for a game where you shot little BBs across the board at each other? Like, not at the person.
Right.
And there was an epic song. To be clear, I know it. I'm just wondering if you can think of it.
I can't think of the name. I remember the game. I can picture it.
Crossfire.
Crossfire, yes.
Crossfire. Epic commercial. Never played that game.
You never played it? I remember the commercials, but I don't know that I ever played it.
All right, man. Well, yep. Thank you for entertaining me on that.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. We'll play Settlers of Catan. I'm pushing up pretend glasses. Sorry.
There's a game. There's so many games over there.
That nerd.
Like, I really want to play those, but my daughter will play, but my wife typically won't. My son definitely won't. So there's so many times I want to text.
See, it seems like your son would be in on some of those.
He likes them when he can stop thinking about
other things. Secret Hitler is one that's on your shelf that I just have a lot of questions about.
I wasn't going to say that on air.
If we could work that one in, I just have a lot of questions.
It's so good. We need to have another Sunday school game night.
Do you think it would be appropriate to play Secret Hitler in church?
I've played at that church before.
Wow. Okay. I think that says a lot about you.
That's why I got that thing called a restraining order. So
yeah.
All right, guys. It's a fun game, and Christ was glorified. All right. We love you. Anything else?
Message me about John on rollerblades. Let's make it happen.
Tell my wife she's wrong in the comments. We love you. We'll see you next time.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.